This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This reading by Doug Anderson. A Christmas Carol, from the Pickwick Papers, by Charles Dickens. I care not for spring. On his fickle wing let the blossoms and buds be born. He woos them amain with his treacherous rain, and he scatters them ere the morn. An inconsistent elf, he knows not himself, or his own changing mind and hour. He'll smile in your face, and with wry grimace he'll wither your youngest flower. Let the summer sun to his bright home run, he shall never be sought by me. When he's dimmed by a cloud, I can laugh aloud, and care not how sulky he be. For his darling child is the madness wild that sports a fierce fever's train. And when love is too strong, it don't last long, and many have found to their pain. A mild harvest night, by the tranquil light of the modest and gentle moon, has a far sweeter sheen for me, I ween, than the broad and unblushing noon. But every leaf awakens my grief as it lieth beneath the tree. So let autumn air be never so fair, it by no means agrees with me. But my song I troll out for Christmas stout, the hearty, the true, and the bold. A bumper I drain, and with might and main give three cheers for this Christmas old. We'll usher him in with a merry din that shall gladden his joyful heart, and we'll keep him up while there's bite or sup, and in fellowship good we'll part. In his fine, honest pride he scorns to hide one jot of his hard-weather scars. There's no disgrace, for there's much the same trace on the cheeks of our bravest tars. Then again I sing till the roof doth ring, and it echoes from wall to wall. To the stout old wight, fair welcome to-night, as the king of the seasons all. End A Christmas Carol from the Pickwick Papers by Charles Dickens.